Hey there, Theme Park Nuts. I'm Dan from ThemeParkNut.com, and this is Nuts About Theme Parks, the weekly theme park podcast where we run through this week's theme park news in a little bit of detail. Today is March 30th. Let's get cracking. Universal Orlando Resort have revealed details about the next land at its upcoming Universal Epic Universe theme park, the How to Train Your Dragon Isle of Berk. They've confirmed they are bringing the Untrainable show that premiered at Universal Studios Beijing, which in the US is going to be called The Untrainable Dragon. Other attractions in the new land include Hiccup's Wing Gliders, an Intamin multi-launch roller coaster with a top speed of 45 miles an hour. Fire Drill, a splash battle style interactive boat ride where Roughnut and Toughnut invite teams of Vikings to compete to outsource and outsoak each other in this wet and wild boat battle, according to the press release. Dragon Races Rally, a Geschlauer Skyfly with a maximum height of 67 feet. They were actually twin Skyflies, and I'm actually quite excited about that one because we have one of those at our local park, and my daughter discovered she loved that style of ride when we were over in Legoland, Japan. So I'm excited for a dragon-themed version of that ride, which is really cool. There'll also be a Viking training camp play area, an area called Haddock Paddock, which is a character meet and greet where you can meet with Hiccup and Toothless. And there's also various themed dining throughout the land. So it looks really exciting. They released some concept art and things for that this week. So it's definitely worth checking out. There's a few videos if you go over to any of the Universal Orlando social networks. I think basically we're getting every couple of months a reveal of one of the lands. Obviously, at the start of the year, we got a reveal of the entry land, and sort of Starfall Races, and I think we're basically going to get every month or 2 months up until the opening, we're going to get a little bit more detail about all of the individual lands, which is pretty cool. Over in Japan, Tokyo Disneyland is adding Marvel characters to their version of It's a Small World for a limited time, coming up this summer, our time, I guess, end of the year. They're going to be closing it for the re-theme. The attraction's going to be renamed It's a Small World with Groot. In a press release, Disney stated that Groot from the Guardians of the Galaxy film trilogy and his friends from Marvel Studios films are visiting Earth for a vacation. Groot encounters his various friends in various locations on Earth and experiences their regional cultures and music with them, as well as the many children from all over the world. So it's basically just plonking some Marvel characters in various places around the current It's a Small World ride for a temporary time. It is temporary. They have said it's not going to be permanent, which is good because we do love the original It's a Small World. In the US, Disney has given us a sneak peek at the animal characters that are going to be featured on Tiana's Bayou Adventure, the replacement for Splash Mountain that is currently in testing, believe it or not, at Walt Disney World and Disneyland. We've seen this week videos of Imagineers testing the ride, riding through on logs in the former Splash Mountain. So to Tiana's musical Critters that will be accompanying her by Hala the Beaver, a percussionist who builds musical instruments from natural materials in the bayou. Gritty the Rabbit. Gritty plays plays with a found license plate as a washboard during the ride. Bo the Opossum. Bo plays an upright bass made from a gourd using her tail to play some of the notes. I don't know why I assumed Bo was a boy, but that threw me off when it said her. Apollo the Raccoon plays a squeeze box made from found objects in the bayou. Rufus the Turtle is Apollo's companion in the adventures, and Rufus plays the harmonica in the band. And Timoleon the Otter is the fiddle player. He's the oldest member of the band and likes to share stories about the past. So they all look reasonably cute. I mean, it's Critter Country type characters, but they fit with this theme as well. So that's pretty cute. Over in Orlando, the giant observation wheel on iDrive is now once again called the Orlando Eye, after the attraction was acquired by Merlin Entertainments this week. It was originally called the Orlando Eye, even though it wasn't owned by Merlin Entertainments, and it did open with a bunch of Merlin Entertainments brands when it first opened. There was a Madame Tussauds and a Ripley's and whatever. So, oh, sorry, a Sea Life, not a Ripley's. So, yeah, it was originally the Orlando Eye, then it subsequently became the Icon Orlando when Coca-Cola took over the naming rights in 2018. Then they changed the name to be the Wheel at Icon Park in 2019 to sort of show the rest of the development of Icon Park that was going off at that time, and now we're back to the Orlando Eye. California's Great America opened for the season this week and made good on its symbolic Super Bowl bet with its Cedar Fair sibling World of Fun in Kansas City. They have temporarily renamed their coaster Flight Deck to be the Soaring Chiefs, to honor, obviously, the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl, which obviously upset 49ers fans a couple of weeks ago. So they made good on their bet. They renamed the ride only temporarily for that opening weekend. It will be back to being Flight Deck very soon. And finally this week, Gardaland in Italy have taken delivery of and installed the 82-foot-tall purple octagonal tower for their upcoming new 2024 attraction, revealing that the new attraction will be a drop-and-twist tower. Now, a name has not been released for this ride, although the park has, a little bit controversially, stated that they are going to have it themed, to have a theme based on Indigenous Americans. So it'll be interesting to see how gently this new drop-and-twist tower is named in the coming weeks. And that is it for this week's Nuts About Theme Parks. If you want a much shorter version of this news, please make sure you check out our YouTube and TikTok, where we post our weekly theme park news in a nutshell videos every week. As always, you can catch us on Threads or Instagram at Theme Park Nut Insta, or our blog is themeparknut.com. Have a great week theme parking, everyone, and until next time, cheers.